This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
The Lansing City Council approving a legacy agreement with Ingham County involving the workers of the Consolidated 911 Dispatch Center at Jolly and Cedar. Councilwoman Carol Wood spoke with WILS at last night's meeting.
What this will allow the county to do is to absorb them into their employees, but will also keep the benefits and wages that they have negotiated.
Congressman Mike Rogers back in Washington for an emergency session as lawmakers consider a bill which he tells WILS's Tony Connolly will put the government further into debt.
The Speaker of the House called us back into session today to spend about $30 billion. This is basically a local government bailout bill. They argue it will go for teachers and firefighters and police officers.
Family and friends are mourning the loss of a soldier from Grand Ledge who died in Afghanistan. The Defense Department confirming the 24-year-old Army Ranger Bradley David Rapoon was killed in the Kandahar province over the weekend. He was a 2004 Grand Ledge High School graduate. Gas prices went up in Lansing last week, but AAA Michigan says $3 per gallon gas is unlikely for the rest of the summer. Spokeswoman Nancy Kane.
Right now we're paying on average $2.83, so we're not anywhere near the highs we have been, and not likely to happen this summer.
And cleanup of the oil in Talmadge Creek could be completed this week. The Environmental Protection Agency says the primary leak site of the Enbridge pipeline is about 90% clean. Congressman Mike Rogers called to Washington today for an emergency session as legislators get set to vote on a $26 billion package, which could bring over $600 million in school and Medicaid funding to Michigan. Rogers, talking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning, says this deficit spending is likely to lead to more problems.
Wait until you have interest rates that are going to skyrocket. Inflation has got to pick up. And by the way, we have to beg the Chinese to loan us more money.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero and businessman Rick Snyder are reacting to the latest poll showing Snyder with a significant lead in the gubernatorial race. Snyder says he's confident he'll win.
We'll see if we can break the trend we already started. We have a broken culture, and it's manifested in this win-lose attitude.
But Bernero is undaunted by the numbers.
The important thing is we get our message out. I'm for working people. I'm for Main Street. Rick Snyder is of, by, and for Wall Street.
The nonpartisan group Americans for Prosperity in Michigan making a 5:30 rally stop today in Delta Township's Utter Creamery, promoting economic liberty and limited government. Representative Scott Hagerstrom on WILS.
We want people to go to the next step, empower them to help make a difference in our future for this country, and stop these policies that are bankrupting our country.
In high school fall sports practices kicking off in the Lansing area this week. Some now using the pay-to-play program. John Johnson is with the MHSAA.
We're going to see an increase in the number of schools using fees this year. We're definitely seeing an increase in the amount of those fees.
Meridian Township Police apprehending a suspect accused of shooting at them. Police called to the residence last night due to a disturbance. Lieutenant Greg Fringer tells WILS the man was armed, and after threatening the officers,
the man walked into a heavily wooded area to the south of his home. We talked to him on his cell phone while he was there, and then he then wandered back to the residence. He was taken into custody after an officer used a taser on him.
With East Lansing already on board, the Lansing City Council approving a legacy agreement with Ingham County to allocate long-term costs of employment for the Consolidated 911 Dispatch Center at Jolly and Cedar. Councilwoman Carol Wood spoke with WILS at last night's meeting.
We're talking about 54 employees, and what it means for the consolidation is another avenue of looking at what we can do regionally together.
As concerns mount over Asian carp making their way into the Great Lakes, Congressman Mike Rogers tells WILS's Tony Connolly that President Obama has not been reactive on the issue.
We're having some difficulty with the White House. I have called with others that we ought to shut down the locks. Our frustration is apparently that the president's a little more loyal to Chicago than he is the rest of the Great Lakes folks.
Could the Enbridge oil spill in Marshall be a case of deja vu? WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
The Lansing-based Michigan Messenger is releasing a photo of the ruptured pipeline in Marshall, which resembles another ruptured pipeline that caused an Enbridge oil leak in Minnesota in 2002. But reporter Todd Haywood tells WILS's Tony Connolly there were some differences, including the emergency response.
In 2002, within 30 minutes, local officials had been warned that there may be a leak in Minnesota, whereas here in Michigan, local officials were sent out multiple times on 911 calls, but were never able to locate it.
Haywood says the causes may also be different. It was determined in 02 that improper loading of the pipe in 1967 led to the Minnesota Minnesota rupture. The possible cause of the recent rupture in Michigan could range from stress from pressure to someone possibly denting the pipeline. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
And MSU holding its media day. Football head coach Mark D'Antonio calling this year's group, quote, as talented a team as we've had. The season opens on September 4th. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low around 68. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, hot, high near 90. And tomorrow night, more showers possible, mostly cloudy, low around 69. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.